world. I'm John Batchelor. Arms control. I read from a new document from the State Department, Report on Deterrence in a World of Nuclear Multipolarity. The paragraph that most interests: the United States is at risk of having an arms control lost generation with no direct experience with negotiating or implementing arms control agreements. Investing in human capital should also focus on developing early and mid-career arms control experts across the interagency, even as the Department of State focuses first on strengthening capacity in its own foreign and civil service ranks. To help me interpret this, I welcome Henry Sikorski, the Executive Director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, which is a form of arms control. And I mentioned to you, Henry, that the Biden administration's October 2022 report on strategic forces says that we're going to upgrade the Minuteman III to the Sentinel. We're going to upgrade the B-52 to carry weapons, nuclear weapons again. We're going to build the B-21 Raider bomber to deliver nuclear weapons. We're going to upgrade the Ohio-class missile boat to the Columbia-class. And we're spending an enormous amount of money on cruise missiles to replace gravity bombs that can deliver nuclear strikes. Arms control, does it exist now, to your knowledge? Good evening to you, Henry.
Good evening. In a way it does, but not properly in the way it should. And I think that excerpt that you cited touches on a truth that maybe even the writers are not fully aware of, and that is this. Clearly, they want, the writers of that paragraph, to emulate what the nuclear military experts have been saying for the last 15 years, and that is, well, we've lost people who know anything about nuclear deterrence. We need a new generation of people who know nuclear deterrence. And so their comeback is, well, we need a new generation of arms controllers. What I think both camps haven't properly factored in is that arms control, worthy of the name, if it isn't just a bad idea, has to be something that works hand in glove with what we're doing militarily. When it does do that, it actually occasionally can do really remarkable things, but too frequently it doesn't do that. And I'd have to say that right now, and looking at the recommendations of that panel, we're still not where we need to be in factoring in what we're doing militarily in a sensible way.
You speak of AI. What does AI have to do with the Sentinel ICBM?
Well, right now, probably very little. Artificial intelligence can help you make sense of a massive amount of information that you're looking to see patterns in. And, you know, maybe in the future it'll help us target things that might be moving. And then you'd have to take a look at a lot of imagery and say where things might be. You know, maybe it will help in trying to game out various exchanges in which one would be most appropriate and most inappropriate. But for the moment, it's more talk than not. And I think one of the good examples of why we're not mating up where we are militarily with our diplomacy is that this report harps on, you know, making progress on discussions on artificial intelligence and things military. Well, we did get an agreement of sorts, and that agreement was, well, we'll have discussions on AI and how it relates to things military. But what's interesting is two things. First, it actually doesn't mention talking about the connection between artificial intelligence and nuclear weapons, which the earlier formulations of the proposals did, which I think that's got to be worrisome. But even more basic than that, you know, you raised the whole specter of military rivalry, building ever larger numbers of advanced weapon systems, not only in the United States, but more important, to deal with the ever larger buildup of Russian and even more Chinese systems. Now, you'd think we would be talking about those things first. One gets the impression that any topic just to get talks going is being grabbed at. That's not a complete thought. I mean, to give you some idea, talking about artificial intelligence and putting it at the head of the line of topics about arms control is a little bit like talking about the need to have talks about jet propulsion in 1937. I mean, it wasn't as though it wasn't on the horizon. But my God, there were so many more important topics that you would want to talk about. So I think we're not there yet in mating up, you know, where our military efforts are going and where we can leverage the Chinese and the Russians. And those points were not yet joined and have been joined by the diplomacy.
You tell me the story of when the Russians got serious about arms control. Can you tell it quickly? We have 2 minutes.
Yeah. INF was an intermediate nuclear forces. We saw SS-20 missiles that were going to be aimed at our NATO allies in Europe, and we decided to help them out by deploying a counter set of systems. And those were missiles and cruise missiles. But nothing really happened until we started deploying them in something else. We had talks to try to control both the Russian numbers and our numbers. But when we found out by a Russian defector exactly where to aim our missiles such that it would knock out all of Russia's command centers, the Russians were worried they'd lose political control of Russia. They immediately sued for getting rid of all of their missiles. That then resulted in the military in Russia being humiliated because they had promoted the deployment as a way to break up NATO. And then essentially the communist system kind of collapsed in part because it relied on military support to stay in power in the first place. So that was an instance where I, wittingly or not, and I think it was a little unwittingly, we really cashed in by having that arms control diplomacy in place, mated to our military strategy.
We have 30 seconds, Henry. Do we have a lost generation of arms control? Is that a fact in Washington? 30 seconds.
I'll just say yes, because it isn't connected or hinged to military thinking sufficiently. And I think it's more ideological than thoughtful.
So the State Department is not talking about this, the Sentinel ICBM, when it talks to China?
They sure as heck are not.
Henry Sikorsky is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Center. The president and the general secretary sat down, and they did not talk arms control about the Sentinel ICBM coming online in these next year.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.